Okay, Parsha Shoftim. Parsha begins Shoftim Shotrim Titain Lecha Bechol Sha'arecha Hashem Elokecha Notein Lecha. You should appoint Shoftim and Shotrim, you know, judges and policemen in all of your Sha'arecha, which God gives you L'Shvatecha V'Shoftim Sa'am Mishpat Tzedek. Lo Tatem Mishpat V'Lo Takir Panim. You shouldn't, change justice. You shouldn't take a bribe. Because, obviously, if you take a bribe, it's going to blind you. So this entire parsha really is dealing with many different mitzvahs, but it really focuses on different aspects of leadership. The Shoftim and the Shotrim speaks about a Navi, speaks about a Melech. But it's also found a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah, 2 weeks now before Slichos, the beginning of Slichos for the Ashkenazim. The question is why? What is the, maybe there are other messages that one can glean from this parsha, or these psukim, for the month of Elul. So I begin with three different ideas. The first one will be from the Avoda Savoda, from the Tasha Rebbe. And he says, in Tzedek Tzedek Tirdov, Perish Rashi, Kedeisahu Minui Hadayonim Haksherim, Lachayosis Yisrael, make sure it's Kedai to appoint judges, kosher judges, Lachiyotis Yisrael Lohoshivan Alad Masam. And these judges will give us life and give us the ability to live on this in the Adama. Yesh Lohavin Lomadavka Zachus Mitzvah Zu Shamine Shoftim. Kedai Lachiyotis Yisrael Lohoshivan Alad Masam. What is this? Why is this mitzvah so important that this is the reason Lachiyotis Yisrael? Yesh Levara Derech HaRemes. Al Pi Hamavur Besvarim HaKadoshim. You should understand this. It's an remes. It's a certain hidden idea. This parsha is to teach us the derech hatshuva of repentance during this month of Elul. What stops us from doing tshuva? He ayidei shematridas dato milzbonim b'matzeva b'avodas Hashem. What stops us is the refusal to think about what is stopping me from coming to my avodas Hashem. Ve'enu menichu la'asos cheshbon hanefesh amasav. We don't make a cheshbon hanefesh. Ve'im ha'adam chay ba'olam b'li cheshbon hanefesh. And if you don't self-inspect, and you go through life thinking that everything is okay. I'm a good person. The derech of an ish is yashar, is straight in his eyes. In our eyes, everything is good, everything is straight. Ve'ena roa behem shum akash upiltal. Ki chol hanigam adam roa chutz minigai yatzma. He can see everyone else's issues. Every nega tzaras, every nega, every blemish in someone else, but not in himself. Ve'lochein i'ef shelo l'shuv b'tshuva achatosa b'lev sholem. And therefore he's incapable of doing tshuva. He doesn't understand. What did I do wrong? When someone wants to succeed, first you have to do your own cheshbon hanefesh. And to judge yourself, the fashvesh of the mishamesh b'chol asher over etov olav mi odeh haina. To look into your past What have you accomplished? What have you not accomplished? For Ayyidei Ze Yavol Lahakir Bedato. Ad Kamo Chetu Pagam Ad Hine Neged Kovin Machusa Yisparech. Be'er Kamo Rochok. From then, when you have this Cheshman HaNefesh, you will realize Kamo Rochok Hu Adayim in Havoda HaShleima, how far you are from the Avoda Shleima. Ba'oz Yoshua Chotosa Mi'omek HaLev. And then, he will be able to do tshuva. Listen to this, such a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha. Haynu shekol echad v'echad miYisrael yamin al atzmo shoftim v'shotrim. You have to police yourself. You have to judge yourself. Lishpotes masav v'maznei sichlo. To judge yourself with your own rationale. Shvatecha perushim milashin shevet musar. Hainu sheyarda v'yisar etz atzma b'liba b'shevet musar al kol ma'asav asher osa mi'odu ahreina. V'ayidei zeh, when you truly self-inspect, when you're in touch with your own feelings, when you own up to your own transgressions, that will cause you to do tshuva. Kemamrim zechorna lebracha. Tovim erados achas melibo shel adam yosef mikama malkiyos. V'al ha-mishpat hazeh asher kosev achar kach lo sata mishpat. Beautiful. After this, don't take a bribe. Lo sata mishpat, lo sake panim, v'lo tika shochad. What is a bribe here, meaning the Yetzirah? I didn't do anything wrong. There's a reason. There's an idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands me. Yes, I have a taiva for these things. It's normal. I live in a world where everyone says this taiva is okay. Or I had a very difficult week. You understand, I have so many sorrows and everything else. Let me have this pleasure. Hashem ishachidus adam tamid benegiyos upeniyoshanos. Umezama es enov shelo yishbot. And what happens? It blinds me. Shelo yishbot es maso b'emes uvedas nechona. Doesn't allow me to truly judge myself. Uchagon lefam hatam mischaber leize chaber. Hashem hashbiya alav hashpalo tova. Sometimes we attach ourselves to a friend, and they're very bad influence. V'hu yodei heitav belevavo ki tzorach lenatek esis kasham ito. And you know very well, you have to separate yourself from him. Ach kasha alav liyipar mimenu, but it's so difficult for you to separate yourself. Mipnei chanufa shel sheker uchadome. You lie to yourself. Lochein habal hadava masiso could be emes einu garua kolkach. And you basically convince yourself, he's not so terrible. The influence is not so terrible. V'yochel lahamshech l'schaber elov. V'leilech b'yose derech asher dorech bo adhena. So you continue living your life. Nimsik im ibnei negiya shel sheker einu shokel es masav b'das hamintis. And therefore, we don't come to a correct understanding. Sometimes you're worried about your covet so much. So what do? You create kina and sina neged chaveru. You create jealousy of another person. You have hatred of him. The overall halav as losi sana yesachicha b'levavecha v'hayetzer hara misames einav, and the yetzer hara blinds you to this. Mamti lo al zeha yisorim terutzim shanim. You give yourself all various terutzim. He's such an ishra. I should speak against him. It should be a lashon hara. Aydei shemalti lo kama avolos v'chatom. L'chein omer belibo ki mitzvah l'snoso. And then I come to a point, what am I talking about? It's a mitzvah to hate him. Ubi emes ein ze el b'mnei negiya shel kovet asher yetzer l'libo. Here, what is the shochad? What is the bribe? Your own kovet. your desire for your own covet, the respect, you demand respect from others. And whatever is necessary, that's what blinds you. And when you're true to yourself, you realize you're giving yourself answers. In the time when you are judging yourself, that's what it means. Shoftim and shoftim tiyen l'cha. In this moment, would you actually begin to have a cheshbon hanefesh? Don't accept a shochad. Don't accept tainas and explain away your transgressions willy nilly. Hamasame es einav benegios upenios eliyachkar achamasa belev emes uvelev tamen betzedek ubemishpat. And when Yizke Ha'adam Lashuv B'tshuva B'derech Zeh B'Lev Emes Yitara Atzma Mikol Machshava Dibur U'maita She'ena Kehugan. And when you're a Zocha, when a person is Zocha to do tshuva in this way, to be Matayer himself, Ozai Yizke She'yara Lev Or Aluka Be'or HaGadol, then the light of God will shine upon you. Rav Kook explains this R. What does this mean in Oras HaTshuva? The R means you will have a light in the darkness of your life to have clarity of thought, to realization of the good life. What is the correct life to live? The Haloa Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol Mishtokek Tamid Lahayir Libroa Ba'or HaGadol. Isn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly giving this light? More than an ego wants to have food from the mother wants to feed the child even more, the Kaddish Baruch Hu. More than we want to come to the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to feed us to, so that we will be there for with him. It is our sins that make us separate. But you have to, the sins that we separate, that creates a separation. It's not that the Kaddish Baruch Hu is separating himself from us because of our transgressions. But we are separating ourselves from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's really the only way that man can live with his own transgressions. Either he has to explain them away, but even when he explains them away, he realizes that he's not living b'derech Hashem. So he removes himself from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kemosha Kosov, Avanoseichem Hayum Avdilim Beinechem Levein Elokechem Bekatoseichem Hesir Uponim Ikem. It is your transgressions that cause this hiding. Ava Kasher Adam Shofet Etzatzim L'Takin Derochav. But when you judge yourself, Umetayer Atzma Mimatzav Halo Tovim She'asim V'Kol Yimos Hashan. If you do this, if you matayer yourself, Masir bezeh hamaskim hamavdilim beino lebein elokav. Everything that separates you and God will be removed. And bezeh yesh lefarish. This is what we understand. The lashon apasa Hashem elokecha nosein lecha. What does that mean? The Asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha mean behetam divrei Rebbe berbruchu. Sheperis apasik zeh shoftim b'shoftim tiyeh lecha. Perish. You have to create shoftim b'shoftim like these. Asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha. That God is giving you. Haynu manhigim hamadrichin oso b'derecha yosha. If you recall last week, we spoke about the baskol. Every day, the Besh says, every day we hear a baskol. What is that baskol? God is constantly sending us messages in different ways for us to follow him. Those are the messages. Haynu manhigim madrichas abaderecha yasha. Umeirin bekirbecha dasa emes v'tshatake Hashem alakecha. That baskol is speaking to your neshama. It's speaking to you. If only you could listen to go in the correct derech. And that's why the Torah says, B'mitzvazu. L'matichye. Why? K'dayhu minoy hadayana makshem l'hachiyosis Yisrael. Ulo shivim al adamasim. What does that mean? Haynu kizeh. When a man is mamid al asmo shoftim v'shotim l'shpot is masa b'tzedek? K'day l'hoshev is Yisrael admasan. Haynu l'karev lehem ha-ge'ula she'eleima. Then it's right for us to have the final ge'ula. Ki ha-tshuva mikarevesas ha-ge'ula k'moshe amru. Ein Yisrael neglalim ela b'tshuva. V'chein k'sir tziyam b'mishva t'hipada v'shivya b'tzdaka. The first idea of the Avodas Avodah, Shoftim Shoftim to the end, Lecha, means you have to begin a true Cheshben HaNefesh, a true introspection, without accepting Choshev, without giving you tainus, without explaining everything away. That's the only way to begin the process of Tshuva. Otherwise, you look at yourself and say, I'm not so bad. I recall once, Rosh Hashanah, many, many years ago, or maybe it was before Rosh Hashanah, maybe the Shabbos before. For some reason, I had a conversation with someone in shul, and the person volunteered to me. He said, I don't really have to do tshuva. I'm a very good person. In Achinami, he is a good person. He's an honest person. He's a Baal Tzedakah. He's a Baal Chesed. But it's also a sign of an individual who doesn't have Cheshbon HaNefesh. I was just talking to someone and reminded me of how fearful Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav Zichron HaTzadik V'Kaddish Levracha, how fearful he was of Din V'Cheshbon. Imagine such an individual, so fearful of Din V'Cheshbon. Halacha is Kama V'Kama, but we have to worry about. The second pshat from the Chamudei Daniel, also, what do we learn from this parsha during this month of Elul? So we know that before they go to war, the Kohen Mashiach goes out and tells them, following people, if you're worried, fearful, and other things, do not come to Muhammad. And the pasuk says, V'yomer lekem Shema Yisrael, Atem Krebim Hayom the Mechama Yavechem, Al Yerach Livavchem, Al Tirau, the Al Tichipazo, the Al Tarus Mepnehem. You are going to war today. Don't be afraid. And Rashi explains, according to the Gemara, Shema Yisrael, Afil Ein Bechem Zuchus of the Kriya Shema Bilvad, Kedai Atem Shiyoshiyashem. That's enough that will save you. The Kriya Shema. We see from here the power of Shema Yisrael. Kidei lahagein ba'ad hachayalim b'melchama. V'chein l'chol mi shenimtza b'sakana. Shafila ein bo mitzvahs rabos el amiris Kriya Shema b'vad. Yochol yos betuch she'inotel. You can be rest assured if that's the only mitzvah you have, that you will be saved. And that's why we read Kriya Shema before we go to sleep with the Isa and Gemara Brachos. Ha-niknas li-yashan al-mitaso. Omer mishma Yisrael ad v'hayom shemoa. And Tosus explained in Brachos she-Kriya Shema samach l-mita eina ele b'shvil shmiras min ha-mezikin. And the only reason why do what Tosfos says is to save us from the mazikin in the nighttime. Ki isa be Yerushalmi, ma tamon ro'adam tzorach l'kro shema beveso be'erev b'shvil l'havriach es ha-mazikin. V'chei merumas, and it's also hinted in Yenzeh, b'meh she'hechina ha-torah davka memches orei miklot l'hatzel ha-rotzeach b'shogeg. And that's why we have the 48 cities, the Irei Miklot. Vav Arim ba'Eir Hayarden, six on the Eir Hayarden, in Jordan, be'Eretz Yisrael. Umembeis be'Eretz Yisrael. She'b'sefer Ohev Yisrael. Abdu Rebbe says, u'b'sefer Shem Mishmuel. The six words of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the 42 is Keneged V'Hayom Shema V'Yahavta. Harei Shekemosha HaHoreg B'Shogeg Yochel Anusa Orei Mikla Kedel Hinotzo Migol Hadam Hu Adim Mishishogeg B'Chatoim V'Avonos V'Hishchis Es Nafsho HaTahora Yochel Anus U'Lahaser Es Atzmo B'Toch Memches HaTevo Shekriyishma. So beautiful. And that's why we say that, in the sense that when we are chotim, we run into the orei hamikla, the goel hadam cannot get us. Goel hadam here being the kodesh habarchu. Akasha. You have to explain this also a little bit deeper. What does that mean? What you have to do is shema and you're protected. There's a deeper understanding, obviously. And also, one of the ideas, Akasha Shehinei Echa Mehachosha Meorchi HaMechama Ha'ish Hayorei V'racha Levav. And the Gemara in Sota says, Rabbi Yossi Haglila Omer Hayorei V'racha Levav Zeh HaMisyarim In HaVeiro Shebiyoda. He's afraid of his sins. Desanya Soch Ben Tfila L'Tfila HaVeiro Shebiyoda V'chozer Olea Meorchi HaMechama. You speak between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, that's enough for you to run away from the mechama. Umavuah behagemara shel adash Rabbi Yosi haglilu afil misha aver avei rakala kagan jesach bin hanachas tefillin shel yad tefillin to the rosh shorach lasomir achamilchav. So the Rabbi Yosi haglilu is saying even a small chait like this shahasata mekatre kinegdo b'shasa mechama. Satan stands against you. The kasha, amay yesh lo liyor me avera kalis rishu biyodo. What does that mean? We just said if a person says kriya shma, it's enough to save you. All right, so I spoke between putting on this tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, and for this reason, I should be so fearful. V'teiretz b'seifa me'in beis hasho'eva. Who says this follow? Shahasoch ben tefila letefila, who pogem bekiyam mitzvah tefillin. It's a begam in the kiyam of the mitzvah. Ulevisha tefillin who tenai be mitzvahs kriya shema ki tikuna. And the wearing of tefillin is accomplishment. It's a tenai in the kriya shema. Kedisa begamar brachas kol hakori kriya shema below tefillin kilu meyid eid l'sheka biyatzmo. And this, he continues, he said, that's the pshat Rabbeinu Yonah says, and many people have the minhag that on Tisha B'Av, when we put on our tefillin in the afternoon, we recite Kriya Shema. It's a begam in tefillin, it's a begam in Kriya Shema. It's a machlokas rishonim. V'nei l'das Rabbeinu Yonah, shahakorei Kriya Shema below tefillin, meyud eida sheka bi'atzmo. Meshim shebesash sehu mazgim mitzvah tzulim befiv hu ene levush mehem lemaisa. It's as if you're lying to yourself. Ef shalom shebeglal zeh ro ilo lahafsir es hashmiram yuchedah shal mitzvah skrishma. Kima she'af agav shu tzivcha bepiv shu mamin bekadosh baruch hu. So what? I'm saying krishma, I'm saying in my mouth that I agree, I have an emunah shalema. I say Shema Yisrael, and I'm screaming in the top of my lungs, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and nevertheless I speak. I make a mistake, I speak between the Yad and Tefillin, and there I have to be so afraid. What is the Chisaron? Shesach ben Tefillah leTefillah. Such Tefillin to Yad, Mimalim, what does it mean? Mesalmim es Hamasim vaPa'ulo sheYodenu. Tefillin shel yad is maisa, actions. Umehay tamenogel lechrochas a ritzua shel yad shiva pa'amim. We wrap the tefillin, the ritzuos, around our arms 7 times. Kedisa b'shulchan aruch ubemagen avram. She'osam zayin krichos hem keneged zayin shemesh ha'yetzahara. The 7 names of the Yetzer Hara Mavon B'Gemara B'Sukkah. Utsrichim Zayin Kuricho Kadelis Gabera Zayim Tachbulo Shayetahara. We wrap it around seven times to overcome the Yetahara. Shemis Makabim Asenu Tomin Latanefosam Im Chatoz Vitisurim. It's what causes us to go to be Chote. And none. But the Tfilin Sharosh Miyachsim Lamoah Shalanu speaks to our intellect, speaks to our mind, speaks to our Machshava. It speaks to what we know with clarity what we should do. And what is the chait? What is the terrible chait? Megalash pu'ulasav u'maisa yadav minutakim legamrei mehasechel v'hadash baroshav. It means that there's a separation between our thought, between our machshava, between our understanding, and what we do. That's the great chait. It's symbolic. I open up at Gemara, and I can learn for hours. I go through Rashi and Tosfos, and I go through all the Rishonim, and I go through the Achronim, and I open up a Rambam, and I come up with a brisket Torah. And I tell over something from Rabbi Akiva Eger, or I tell something from Rabbi Soloveitchik, or Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. And we learn and learn, and when you finish, you have such unbelievable hanah from the Torah. But then you'd go out, and you don't follow the halachas you just learned. It's almost like a scientific study. You separate yourself. So often when a person learns Torah, he doesn't realize you're learning the Devar Hashem, you're learning the words of Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a conversation when a person studies Gemara, he studies Machshava. You're speaking with the Deibishter. He's speaking through. The Bas Kol is through the Kriya here. It's through the Torah. It's through the Torah Shebaal Peh. The thousands of years of the Gedolim, Rishonim, Achronim. And when you speak between the Yad and the Tefillin, you're making a separation in your Hanhaga, in the way of your life, and in your Machshava. Roi lo lahasiris hashmira shemitzvos kriyishma. And therefore, it's roi for you to lose the shmira. What a beautiful pshat of the Chamudei Daniel. Beautiful pshat to understand that in this time, what was the Kohen telling us? What was the Gemara telling us when he says, if you speak, a simple thing like I speak between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, that's that with saying this, showing that you look at it only in one way, you look at it as a machshava. You separate yourself from the religious thought. It's a scientific understanding. And therefore, this is a beautiful, beautiful pshat. When Yaakov is talking to his children, the Gemara says, B'sokem b'keish Yaakov l'galos l'bon of keishing amin, he wanted to tell him the end of days. When the stalkem yemen Shechina, and the Shechina left him at that moment, he thought maybe there's some psul in his children. They say, "Kishem she'ein b'libcha ela echad, kach ein b'libeinu ela echad." You believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be osa shah pasach Yaakov avinu d'ama bara shem kivo machus ha'yom ba'ed. The Rabbanim say, Heichi Navin, what do we do? If we say it, Baruch Shem, Lo Amra Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not in the Pasuk, it's not written in the Torah. Amr Yaakov, Eskinash Yu Omrim Osa B'chashoi, so therefore, we say it quietly. The Hevi Harambam, and the Rambam says this in a halacha, Korik Yishma, Kishihu Gomer, Pasuk Rishon, B'lachatz Baruch Shem, K'machus Eliyalamban. And why do we do this? Which is so interesting. that the Rambam writes this down in Mishnah Torah. Misori biyodenu shebishar shekavitz Yaakov Avinu esbon. He tells the whole story. He says Baruch Hashem v'nira lefarish. He says what is very peculiar for the Rambam to do this. V'nira lefarish api hodi isa bezohar. Baruch Hashem kevod ma'achuzil aved ba'ad yichuda deletasa yichuda Allah. Shema Yisrael Hashem lokenu yesh levar shamira Shema Yisrael. Is called the Nikras Yehuda Allah, the higher Yichud. Kivin Shu Misyaches the Kabbalah, so Machas Shemayim v'Yichud Hashem b'Machshava. So this, you accept this in thinking, in your thought. Shemakor l'mala barosh, v'amiras baruch shem choshev b'Yehuda l'ratasa, he Misyaches the Kivin ha'Machshavas d'mata b'olam ha'asiya. Baruch shem. Baruch Hashem is talking to us that this is the Yemaisa of the Machshava in Maisa in action. That was what he was saying. It's not enough to have Machshava. It also has to be Maisa of the Mitzvahs. V'kibin shamiras Baruch Hashem holechas agashmes ha-machshavos kaimel m'shulchan aruch ha-pi Yerushalmi nota b'yata pri la'ochlo u'berach alo v'nava m'yada v'nava anonimus. If you say a bracha and you fell down, Tzarech lomar baruch shem. Shalom lahotzi shem shemayim levatala. So you have to do something else. It shouldn't be shem. In other words, it can't be machshava. If the machshava is Shema Yisrael and it doesn't follow with anything, it's like a baruch levatala. And then he says something so magnificent. We do this during the year. We do this during the year. B'chashoy, b'lachash, quietly. We don't want the malachim to be mekatreg. Oh, these individuals, they believe, they have such machshava, kabbalas o machas shemayim, and look how they act. But in Yom Kippur, we're kamalachim. We're forgiven. And then we can say baruch shem out loud. So what a beautiful idea, the second idea of this parsha, is that it cannot remain just in thought. You have to live a life of action. You can't just talk about tzedakah. We can't just understand the halachas of tzedakah. You have to give tzedakah. And finally, a beautiful idea from the Imre Baruch. Lo tokim l'cho matzeva. Pasuk says we shouldn't create a matzeva. L'cho matzeva. We understand that the Gaon, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, well, let me begin before. Hinei noda ki tachlis ha'adam kol yomav holdo lai adamas hu lihiyoz bebchinas holech. We cannot remain in a standstill position. We have to continue to grow, to walk. Hainu l'skadein tomim be'avodash Hashem yisparach v'la'alos b'malos ha'torah v'yira. Every day we have to grow and grow. Zeu omeka isa she'asra Torah l'hakim matzeva. What is this? So kihinei kemoshin eman p'parsha seinu. Lo tokim l'cho matzeva. Asher sonei Hashem lekecha. Kavona b'zu, as is written in the Or v'shemes harav hagoyin hakadosh. Rebbe Kolomnes Kalman Halevi Yepstein. Kihinei hagever. Asher hukam al v'nochal libo b'yavodas boro ro'i sheyala b'malas gevoa mi'al gevoa. When a person has done tshuva, or is cheshbon hanefesh, when a person is doing tshuva, even when he's not doing tshuva, and he's in a certain position, never relax and to allow yourself to remain in the state of non-tshuva. Remember, Soloveitchik explained the whole question, whether it's a mitzvah, does the Rambam hold it's a mitzvah saseh doing tshuva, not a mitzvah saseh? The Rambam and the Rav said, of course it's a mitzvah to do tshuva. How is it possible you could allow yourself to be in a state of non-repentance? Lahosev yom v'yom shekol v'amitz koach b'yavodah Hashem yisparach. Okay, Isha Sha Yisha Nita Bematsav Echod Utfiloso hayom kitzmo shloshom belitos evis. If you, the way you daven, everything you do today is the same like yes in the day before. Zila oski odenim b'madreka p'chusa. That shows you you're still on a very low level. Lo hasig ne'imos or Hashem yisparach va'adazah. That's what it means. Lo tochem lechom matseva. Matseva is the lashon of nitzav, standing in one place. The pshat of lo tochem lechom matseva. Lo sokem lechom matseva. It's another statement to every one of us during this month and really every day of our lives. Never to remain on the status that you are, always to improve. There's something interesting in today's society. I think it's tragic. Whether it's called cancel culture, or whatever it is. We see quite often a person did something 20, 30, 40 years ago. We discover it now, and the person is exposed. Next thing you know, he has to resign. I think so antithetical to Yahadus. Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, the concept of tshuva is the ability to change, the ability to be forgiven. No one remains in one spot. And that's what this Pasha is telling you. First of all, shoftim v'shoftim te'elecha. Be honest with yourself. If you're not honest with yourself, you don't realize that you're a chota. You don't realize that you've done something that's wrong. Remember, Rav Shechter once said, one of the great problems of tshuva today is everyone has a rishon. What are you talking about? There's one rishon that holds my way. 99% of all the rishonim and all the achronim, and everyone holds differently? No, I have one rishon. That prevents you from changing. I'm not doing anything wrong. Someone in this world agrees with me. And you give yourself tainus. So you don't do a true cheshbon hanefesh. You also don't realize you're living a life that's only a machshava. I love learning. I love hearing divrei Torah. I love listening to shiurim. It's so interesting to me. But I don't do anything about it. It doesn't change my life. I cannot tell you how often I'm giving a shiur. And sometimes I say something and someone jokingly will put his fingers in his ear. La, 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 la. I don't want to hear. I don't understand what that means. Chas v'shalom. If there's something in your life that you're doing that's incorrect, it's not impossible to change. Of course you can change. You have to want to change. L'sakam l'chom atzeva. Chas v'shalom, you should ever think that I'm perfect. I'm living a life of perfection. I'm such a good person, I don't have to do tshuva. The story of Soloveitchik being fearful of din cheshbon benefesh. He was so worried about din v'cheshbon. It's a mussar to all of us. To always look in the mirror to realize that one, we do have to do tshuva. But even more so, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to do tshuva. He's waiting for us to remove all that separates. The curtains. All of the mechitzos that we have set up to separate us with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what is so wrong with the cancel culture of today. It doesn't allow you to do tshuva. Doesn't allow you to repent. Doesn't allow you to change. It's so antithetical. Before the creation of the world was a creation of tshuva. The world itself is self-perfecting. Every day coming closer and closer to perfection. And so must man constantly change and come closer in perfection to the Kadosh Baruch Hu who's waiting b'chvodo v'atzmo with open arms. Waiting for us to enter into his palace and to come home to Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. Good Shabbos.